Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 21st of May 2007. I'm Simon Robinson, sitting chatting to...
Nick Savides.
Hi Nick, and what's the big news in Europe this week?
The interesting news that coming out of Europe is the owners are complaining that they're getting ships under contract going northbound to northwest Europe. Mm-hmm. Apparently trying to up the rates to compensate for lack of southbound spot cargo.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't worked, I'm told. They've not been able to do it.
Right.
And they're now discounting on some cargoes in order to try and get a backhaul cargo.
So good news for chemical producers, bad news for the shippers by the sound of things.
For the ship owners,
yes.
There is the one fixture of 3,000 tonnes of paraxylene out of Mordite heading for Barcelona, which went around about 15 to 20% below the normal rate.
Right, that's quite a discount, so they must be working quite hard for that.
Seems to be a lot of open ships in around the Rotterdam area.
And it was a big holiday in Europe last week. There's Ascension Day on Thursday, people taking Fridays off. Did that affect trade very much?
It seems to have affected it quite a lot. I mean, there was very few people around on Thursday. Virtually the whole of Europe was on holiday. In the south, in Italy and Spain, they didn't take that holiday. So they were around, mm-hmm. which was fortunate for me. Even they were saying that things were so quiet, people had done their business the week before and had either taken the whole week off or took a bridging day on Friday to end the week.
So what's happening with the Atlantic? Because it was going like a train one way and quite a bit slower the other. How's that?
Interesting news that came out of Argentina this week is that two small ports in Argentina, Rosario and San Lorenzo, have reported shipping various types of oil used for biodiesel. They've exported 400,000 tonnes this year, which for two small ports seems to be...
quite a lot, we think.
Yes. Yeah, that's in the first quarter, so the first 3 months.
Sure, and we weren't actually covering biodiesel in that kind of detail last year, so we've not really got a comparison, but it does sound...
Yes, that's right. What's happening is that the rates there are holding firm because the ships are so full with this stuff, and it's going all over the place. You look at the report, it's going to India, it's going to the US, where a lot of it's being converted into biodiesel and coming straight to Europe.
Interesting. Rather than sending it into the Europe, they're probably getting a higher price in the US, I guess.
Yes. I mean, I think they're doing that, but it is also coming to Europe. We're seeing it come to Europe as well. So it is going all over the place.
And what's happening with the trade to the Middle East and beyond?
That seems to be a little bit stagnant, I think the word is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's not quite true. There is a lot of contract cargo. The spot cargo seem to be a little stagnant. But because of the levels of contract cargo, it means that the rates, the actual spot rates, are not really falling.
Sure.
And the owners are filling their ships.
Right, so the owners are quite happy. Okay. What about places like the Black Sea and so on? How are they?
Black Sea is still quite strong with biofuel, vegetable oils.
Mm-hmm.
Methanol seems to be moving a bit again, and the owners are sending their ships to North Europe on the hope of getting cargo back as well, I'm told.
We were talking a little bit about arbitrage opening up potentially last week around Asia and the Pacific. What's been happening with caustic this week?
It's not going to Asia and the Pacific. There's a lot of it out of La Vera going to Spain and Italy. So it's actually around the Med.
Sure.
A lot of it is moving. There were three different lots, parcels of 4,000 tonnes out of France, two out of France and one out of Spain going to Italy.
Is that maybe a sign of the weaker rates that we might be getting?
I think it is. I mean, because caustic is a fairly low value cargo.
Sure, it was sitting on the quay side, we were saying a couple of weeks ago, weren't we? And people not being able to shift it.
So. Exactly, but there's a lot more of it around now.
And what's happening in the world of broking? You were telling me something about, is it Kai Johnson?
Kai Elson left Spanmark a couple of weeks ago. He's now joined a company called Vinship, and they are operating a single ship under charter.
Yep.
They're under negotiation to charter further three ships.
Wow, okay.
And he told me last week that they were close to completing, although the negotiations are very slow. They're close to completing on a second ship. And the first ship that they chartered is now fully booked till July.
Developments at his old company. Who were that?
That was Spanmark, and now actively looking for a replacement broker.
Well, thanks so much indeed, Nick.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.